right now. Let's meet our family on Monday mornings. That's Anthony J. in the Weather Center. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, so how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. I can't complain. How about you?
I'm living and breathing today, so it was an okay weekend. If you come out of the weekend and you're on the right side of the dirt, it was a good weekend.
Yeah, it was, and it was not too hot. It was a pretty decent one, at least around here. But we have new week, and heat wave is back. How do you feel about that, Marshall?
Well, I love as you'll get to know me. I love hot weather. Yes. I can't stand winter. I can't stand the cold. And I'll take hot weather, and I'll take humidity, and I'll take temperatures around 100, because you can dress lightly and you can stay inside in air conditioning if you want. But in the wintertime, when it's cold, you got to dress in layers. You got to take the layers off, put it on, take it off, put it on. You got to turn the furnace up, and it's too hot. It's much easier to deal with hot weather to me.
Yeah, and another thing too, that the schools are open up there, right?
They're opening this week, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like everywhere they go, everyone goes to school earlier, except where I'm from, where they go to school after Labor Day.
Well, in our schools, you know, they redid the high school and stuff like that. They did, you know, they put air conditioning in the superintendent's office. Everybody else got a sweltered like a pig in the sun. But the superintendent,
yeah, that's right.
she gets to sit there in nice, cool temperatures.
Yeah, they can't somehow get like, you know, central air in the whole school somehow. And I guess none of the schools really have that, right?
No. School's not meant to be comfortable.
Yeah, that's rough.
Never has been, never will be.
Yeah. But, yeah, we've got this little heat wave starting today.
Yeah, lots of warnings and advisories out there.
Yeah, heat advisories for the entire area. Now, today it's going to be kind of borderline. We might or may not make it to 90. And, you know, if we don't make it 3 days in a row, it's not even technically a heat wave. But some places for sure will make it to 90, even if it doesn't officially do so. The heat advisory is in effect actually for tomorrow into Wednesday. So today it will be somewhat bearable, I'd say about 89 and 90 by the afternoon. And that feels like, with the humidity, will be about 97. But by tomorrow and Wednesday, Marshall, it's going to be about 93 to 95. And I'd say the heat index will be, that feels like about at least 100. By mid-afternoon Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you're near a pool and you can get in a pool, I'd say you'll be loving life, because that's the kind of weather you want for the next couple days. And as far as any thunderstorms, very little chance through Wednesday. But by the end of the week, this little heat wave will end, actually. We'll see some more clouds by Thursday and some thunder showers. So it won't last long. We'll be in the 80s on Thursday. And then on Friday, we'll be back down to about 80 or so. So it'll be short-lived. If you hate the heat, it won't last too long. And if you like it, well, live it up if you can.
We won't even have any pop-up thunderstorms with the strong heat and humidity possibly forming?
Yeah, I highly doubt it, because we have an upper-level high pressure right overhead. So when that happens, that suppresses any cloud formation. So any cumulus clouds that try to, you know, overachieve, become thunderstorms, they get squashed. So it just stays hot. And we don't get those thunderstorms to develop as we might otherwise would. But by Thursday, we will have a cold front overhead. So that will help trigger those thunderstorms back. But not until Thursday. Between now and then, be careful out there. And get in the pool if you can. Do some laps.
Well, I already have. I wore my cutoff shorts, and I'm wearing a real light like summer shirt. That's it.
Yeah.
I got little. You know, I got shoes on, sneakers on, but not. I don't even have. I got those little mini socks. So I'm set for today and tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yes. Excellent. Great. And don't worry, winter's still a long way off. So September is a wonderful month up around here. And fall is my favorite time of year. I just absolutely am in heaven when the leaves change and it's cool. And it's just absolutely, I just love it. I'm in such a great mood during the fall time.
All right. Well, all I can say is that I love the hot weather, and it can stay as long as it wants, because it's already getting dark in the morning and darker in the afternoon. So,
yeah. It'd be cool if we could, it'd be hot one day and then have snow the next day, and then just you mix it up a little bit, but that's not how the weather works around in most places around the world.
Well, like I said, I've got no problems with the forecast, none whatsoever.
Great to hear. Great to hear.
Yeah. All right. And you're off now. Today's your last day until until the weekend, right?
That is right. Yeah, Mr. Pagano will be back tomorrow, and he'll have more info on this heat wave affecting the entire Northeast. Is going to be sweltering.
Who just went by your house with a motorcycle?
Oh yes, we get some of those from time to time around here. It's where I live. Yes, we get those quite often.
All right. Well, I want you to have a good day. I want you to have a good week, and we'll speak to you this weekend and probably again next Monday. I bet you. I'd be willing to bet you.
Absolutely.
All right. Take care,
Anthony. Take care, Marshall.
All right. Take care. Anthony Jay in the Weather Center this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.